What is the underlying basis for our faith? And how does our faith grow? What attitude do we bring to our interactions with others? How do we see our daily lives and our roles in it? The Old Testament story of Esau and Jacob is very interesting in many ways. First of all, I didn't know they were twins. And secondly, Rebecca, as an old lady, gives birth to the twin boys, who are as different as night and day. You know, I find it interesting that the Bible is full of elderly births. Anyway, Esau does give away his birthright to Jacob because he's hungry. Such a flippant attitude makes one wonder how seriously Esau took the family traditions of that time. The other idea to wonder about is that the birthright, while it meant that the inheritance of Abraham's farm and wealth would go to Jacob, what happens to God's connection to the family? Clearly, this meant nothing to Esau. Do we ever think of our own relationship with God and how much respect and trust do we have for our faith? The song today echoes the theme of our connection to God. Phrases like, "Your word is a lantern to my feet," and "I have applied my heart to fulfill your statutes," reflect the personal power and connection that the psalmist felt for God, and perhaps we could too. Paul's letter to the Romans certainly reinforces the power of faith. If we have the Spirit in us and give up fleshly things, we can learn to know God and feel the power of the Spirit very much. You know, every time I hear the reference to fleshly things, it makes me wonder what Paul had in mind. However, Paul acknowledges the challenge that we all face in our developing a positive attitude to our beliefs about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Finally, we come to the New Testament lesson. I need to share another observation. Jesus was in a boat, and he was talking to, hundreds of people on the shore. This is the miracle that they don't talk about. Everybody on the shore heard his voice. Think about that. There's no Bose sound system. There's no way that we hear that things were amplified, and yet people heard Jesus. And this isn't the first time. It's a miracle that nobody talks about. It's quite astonishing, really. And you know what? It's kind of interesting to me that Jesus felt compelled to explain the significance of the sowing of seeds. He's very explicit as he points out that seeds sown on the path indicate those who briefly gain insight into faith but do not sustain their faith. The seeds on rocky ground illustrate those who have faith, but when life's challenges come along, it has no roots. The seeds among the thorns reflect those who let worldly concerns override their faith. Finally, the benefits of sowing in good soil produce exponentially greater results and more positive outcomes. I wonder where we fit on this spectrum. The attitude that we bring to our lives and our faith determines so much, as the following story indicates. It's a story of construction. There were three stonemasons, or stone cutters, busy working on a huge project. As they're cutting stones, a stranger comes along and starts talking to them one at a time. The stranger asks, "What are you doing?" The first one replies curtly, "Can't you see I'm cutting stones?" The stranger moves quickly away and approaches the second stone cutter. He again asks, "What are you doing?" The second man replies warmly, "I'm working so that my family can live and grow." The stranger digests that response and moves on to the third. This stonecutter replies with a swelling sense of pride, "I'm building a cathedral. Each stone I cut goes into the house of worship that will last far beyond my life." Each of these workers is performing exactly the same task, cutting stone. But how differently the work feels to each of them. First worker feels tired, exhausted, bored by his work, and he's unable to see the larger picture for his efforts. Genuinely cranky. The second feels satisfaction, even enthusiasm, because he can see what his work will bring for his family. The third cutter sees his work connected to a larger whole full of spiritual meaning and significance. His mundane toil is accompanied by an inner vision of what his stones will become and how they will enrich other people's lives. This cutter is connected to his inner mission and has a vision of why he is working. May we strive for a positive and strong belief in the purpose of our lives and work. Amen.